Hello, Bob and New Era.
Hi, Bob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I think that card probably was one that got hacked a little while back. But I actually terminated my service with you guys. They were saying, you know, that they would do it for, I forget, 6 months or how many months it was. And then if I wanted to, you know, reschedule, re-sign up in March, you know, to let them know. So don't know if I'm ready to do that again right now. Having a lot of things going on and just not really working much, health issues, things like that. So at this time, I'm not ready to continue, but I'll be in contact.
So I need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions and your voice verification recording that was conducted at the time of the seasonal hold, you agreed to an automatic renewal on March 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account. And I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. Yeah, when an account goes on a hold, they always set up on an automatic renewal, and then you have to call us if you decide not to continue. So, yeah.
I don't remember agreeing to an automatic renewal. I don't believe that that's what I agreed to. I just probably was under the impression that I, you know, contact you if I did want to continue. So, yeah, that wasn't my, how can I say, my intentions or what I understood. So, a little misunderstanding there for sure. Now I got a balance sheet.
Yeah, it does say in the notes that call is recorded, but also that Ruben disclosed to you that 3-day rule. So it looks like maybe, you know, like you said, you just misunderstood it, but it was disclosed at the time. But the good news is even while your account's been on pause, you're still getting found on the first page of Google. So I just searched over the last 6 months. And keep in mind the account's in suspension. It's not fully active. So these results are going to start exploding even more once it reactivates. But in that time that it's been down, 949 times you are found on the first page of Google with 18 Google actions, which includes 16 clicks to your site and 2 clicks to call you from the first page. So it looks like even while this was on hold, you've probably gotten some solid results and maybe you're not aware. Are you asking people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Sometimes I am, but, you know, I get calls from people that find me and they were looking for something else. And then I'm getting people in another state calling me. And I'm like, well, your thing came up when I, you know, did a search on Google and whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised how many times I get phone calls and it's just people looking for something else. Now you're looking for a home inspector. So,
yeah, well,
all them results that you guys see, that they're not all true. That's all, you know, just a bunch of mismatched, jumbled stuff.
So Google tracks it, and in the time that you've been with us, Bob, overall, you've had 634 Google actions, and 108 were for the keyword home inspectors near me, 67 for home inspection Swiftwater PA, new home inspection 15, 67 best home inspectors in the Poconos, Better Home Inspections 15, Building Inspector Poconos 15. So Google tracks that, so I don't see a lot of keywords that are irrelevant to what you offer. So if
yeah,
you're getting...
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying that. I'm getting a bunch of jumbled calls and stuff. I didn't have no work for the last 2 months. Again, I got some health issues going on, so I'm not really worried about it. And I'll make the payment on this, and then
okay.
I need to pause everything because I don't have the money to keep putting out. My business is about ready to go under.
Oh, I see. Okay, so let's at least take care of that past due. That way that doesn't start turning into an issue. And then if you want to go back on pause or cancel, I can do that once the account's current. So is it still the 1514 Hickory Court for the billing address?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, that's the same. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Yeah, let me dig it out. I'm in the middle of walking my dog, and I'm outside here.
Oh, what kind of dog do you have, Bob?
We got a beagle.
Oh, those are the best. I love the hound dog family in general. I grew up having basset hounds, and I had them for many years. But I think a beagle is probably better for me now because they're a little bit smaller, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Here's the card number for you.
Okay, go ahead.
4046.
Uh-huh.
0112.
Okay.
0386.
Mm-hmm.
7713.
Okay, expiration?
1226.
Mm-hmm. And the code?
024.
024, okay. So I'm going to get your authorization and then a couple of options. I can get the authorization and put it back on pause, but if you wanted to kind of take on a couple of home inspections here and there, what I could do is reactivate the account, and what you paid has you paid in full until May 5th. So if you wanted to kind of take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, you could do so, but you'd have to remind yourself, or I could send you an email reminder to call us before May 5th if you wanted to go on another pause.
Okay, I'll do that. So
do you want to do that? Okay.
Get what I get paid for, I'll call you before by May 5th or the beginning of the month, okay? Or does it have to be the end of April?
No, it can be the end of April or the beginning of the month. Just don't wait till, you know, the 5th and call just in case the 5th falls on a Friday and then we don't get back to you till Monday, right? Because then the payment will already be past due. But I'll send you a little email reminder like a week ahead of time, and it'll say, hey, Bob, Local Splash will renew on the 5th. That way you'll get a little nudge to call us, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we have a good game plan. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.